Beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The investigation goes on in Kansas City following the mass shooting during the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl celebration. ABC's Alex Perez is there.
This was a big event that the city prepared for, so there were hundreds of officers all over the place, about 800 officers specifically assigned just to monitor this area with thousands of people. And then there were 24 other law enforcement agencies who were brought in to help keep things safe. Yet with all those officers on the scene, we still had this shooting.
One person was killed in the shooting. More than 20 others, including several children, were shot and wounded. The chairman of the House Intelligence Committee posting on X about the threat by Russia to put nuclear weapons in space that would be targeting satellites. Many wondering why the chairman opted to make it public that way. Former President Donald Trump expected back at another New York courtroom today. He says he'll be there in person for the hearing in the Stormy Daniels hush money case. This is ABC News. Ukraine hit with another widespread Russian missile barrage. At least 11 people hurt in the attacks launched early this morning. The British economy taking a downturn. It has officially slipped into a recession. Economists, though, think it will be relatively mild and short-lived. Another tech giant trimming its workforce.
Cisco Systems announcing this week that it's preparing to cut more than 4,000 jobs. That's about 5% of its global workforce of nearly 85,000. The internet networking pioneer, the latest in a parade of tech companies laying off employees to boost profits and stock prices. It's also a sobering reminder of the growing job insecurity in an industry which is increasingly embracing artificial intelligence. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Groundbreaking today in South Carolina on a $2 billion electric vehicle plant. It's being built by Volkswagen and will roll out EV versions of the old Scout SUVs, popular in the 60s and 70s. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Are you in need of reliable internet or a workspace away from home? North Central Technical College welcomes you to the Community Technology Center at the Phillips campus. Now featuring free, high-speed internet access and private remote worker office spaces. As your community's college, we welcome you to get connected. For more information, visit www.ntc.edu/Phillips.
Want adventure but don't have the right stuff? Your boat club at BJ's Sports Shop on Highway 51 in Minocqua has you covered. They're the premier area retailer for renting snowshoes, cross-country skis, and fat tire bikes. And with apparel brands like Patagonia, Roxy, Helly Hansen, Smartwool, Telic, and Old Town, they'll get you covered from head to toe. So get up and get going to your boat club at BJ's Sports Shop, Minocqua's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer, located at 917 U.S. Highway 51 in Minocqua.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican state lawmakers are handing Governor Evers his own legislative maps proposal to sign into law. Evers' maps bill passed the state legislature yesterday. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss.
Today is the end of a long, expensive journey for the taxpayers of Wisconsin. We don't need to have this lawsuit continue. We actually get to, by voting yes, say that we now stop.
If Evers signs the maps into law, it would effectively end the maps case before the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Absentee ballot envelopes that include a house number and street name will be accepted this year, even if they're missing a city, state, or zip code. The Wisconsin Elections Commission sent the word to local election clerks on Friday after a Dane County judge's ruling last month. The judge said the old rules were inconsistent. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media. February 17th at 10 a.m., the Price County Chapter of Walleyes for Tomorrow invites you to a special event at the Barry Waymiller Center in Phillips on Highway F. Mike Arrowwood, State Director of Walleyes for Tomorrow, will speak on the ins and outs of starting a fish hatchery on your lake. You will learn the steps you need to take, the permits you need to obtain, and the training needed to be successful. Again, that is February 17th at 10 a.m. at the Barry Waymiller Center in Phillips.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Shirley Jean Hughes passed away at the age of 87 on Thursday, February 8th at Woodville, Wisconsin. She is survived by her children, Deborah Handy of Pullman, Washington, by Linda Bereen of Surprise, Arizona, by Ronald Hughes of Fort Worth, Texas, and by Sandra Bradley of Nashville, Tennessee. Further survived by her grandchildren and by her great-grandchildren. A mass of Christian burial to be held at 11 a.m. on Thursday, February 15th at St. Teresa of Lisieux Catholic Church in Phillips with Father Madnu Lordu Raju officiating. Visitation will begin at 9:30 a.m. and continue until the time of the mass at the church. This has been the funeral notice for Shirley Jean Hughes, age 87. David Kenneth Shaw, age 76, Park Falls, died on Saturday, February 10th at Marshfield Medical Center in Park Falls. He is survived by his four children, Lucas Francois, Sarah Schaff, Dustin Shaw, and Cammie Lucy, by his loving partner, Mary Rush, by eight grandchildren, and by two brothers, Dennis Shaw and Dan Fellen, by three sisters, Glory Tharp, Ginger Brudos, and Gail Jenrich, by his special nephew, Dwayne and Ken Shaw, and great nieces and nephews, Derek, Mariah, and Michaela, and many other nieces and nephews. Funeral service is to be held at Christ the Servant Lutheran Church in Park Falls on Friday, February 16th at 12 noon. Reverend Gwen Downing will officiate. Military honors under the auspices of the Park Falls American Legion will follow the service. A visitation will be held at the church on Friday from 11 a.m. until the hour of the service. This has been the funeral notice for David Kenneth Shaw, age 76, Park Falls. Joan Lavacek, 83, of Phillips, passed away on February 10th at Aspirus Care and Rehab Center in Medford. She is survived by her husband, Joe, by her sons, Michael, Stephen, and Jamie, by her grandchildren, and by her great-grandson. Further survived by her brothers, Donald Osau and Jim Osau, and sister, Shirley Longenhagen, and by many nieces and nephews. There will be a memorial service 11 a.m. on Saturday, February 24th at St. John's Lutheran Church in Phillips. Visitation will begin 2 hours prior to the service. This has been the funeral notice for Joan Lavacek, 83, of Phillips. Linda Marie Smart, loving wife, mother, grandmother, great-grandmother, Nana, sister, and friend, went to be with her Lord and Savior on February 8th after a 10-year courageous fight against breast cancer. She is survived by her husband, Butch, by her daughters, Lisa Missbauer, Lori McEwen, and Amy Marino. Further survived by her grandchildren and by her great-grandchildren. A private family ceremony is being planned. This has been the funeral notice for Linda Marie Smart. George H. Radlinger, age 72, Butternut, passed away peacefully on Saturday, February 10th, in the presence of his wife, family, and Moments Hospice Care. He is survived by his loving wife, Pat, of Butternut, by two children, Joy Hunter of Park Falls, and Stephen Radlinger of Rio. Survived also by two grandchildren, by his sister, Mary Davis of New London, and by numerous in-laws, nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. A memorial mass at Immaculate Conception Church in Butternut will be announced and held at a later date. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for George H. Radlinger, age 72, Butternut. There will be a celebration of life held for Lark Eckerd this Saturday, February 17th, at Comfort Cove from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. A luncheon will be provided. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Partly cloudy and quite a bit cooler today. We'll get to around 26 this afternoon with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 8 above for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and even colder with a high of 19. Saturday, mostly cloudy, a little breezy with a high of 28. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 22.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote. Connexus Credit Union in Phillips is proud to be a sponsor of the Logger United Booster Club. They are a member-focused cooperative that is proud to return the profits to member owners through high yields for checking accounts, deposit products, as well as competitive rates. Connexus Credit Union, located at 114 South Avon Avenue in Phillips.
The Brewers get things started. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers pitchers and catchers reporting today for the start of spring training in Arizona. After 9 years as the team's bench coach, Pat Murphy taking over as the team's manager. Brewers GM Matt Arnold made a trade, sending lefty Clayton Andrews to the Yankees. And in return, they pick up Joshua Quezada. He's a young right-hander out of the Dominican Republic. College basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers women's team hosted number 14th-ranked Indiana, but fell short 68-54. NBA, the Bucks play the Grizzlies in Memphis. Milwaukee coming off that loss to the Heat. They struggled with shooting, defense, and unable to create turnovers. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers explains why.
You're not getting a lot of transition. You're not getting the ball out and running. Everything was half court, and we got stuck in the muck in half court. We never slowed them down offensively to ever have anything on our end.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local sports scene, WIAA hockey tournaments get going in full force. Everybody who's still alive is playing tonight in Division II. Number one seed in Richmond will host Team Seal, the Shawamigan, Phillips, and Butternut Co-op team. We'll travel to New Richmond. That'll be a 7 o'clock start time tonight in New Richmond. Other action in Division II has Spooner, a number 6 seed. They are taking on Hayward LCO. That'll be held at the Hayward at Hayward. And then number 7 seed Medford, they'll travel to take on Amory. They are a 2 seed. Tomahawk is a 1 seed. They're playing host to Rhinelander Co-op team today. Other action. You've got Mosinee, the number 3 seed. They're playing host to Northland Pines. And the number 7 seed Pacelli will travel to take on Lakeland also tonight at 7 o'clock. In Division 1, the larger schools, Chippewa Falls hosting D.C. Everest Superior. They won over Ashland earlier in the week. They will travel to take on Eau Claire Memorial. Oh, lots of girls' teams winding down their seasons this week. Lots of games going on tomorrow. A few games around the area tonight. The Shawamigan Varsity Girls will play host to Abbotsford tonight And that will be a 6:30 start time for that tonight. The Butternut girls basketball team will travel to Drummond tonight. The Phillips girls basketball team will hit the road as they are at Rib Lake this evening. And the Lakeland T-Bird boys basketball teams, all levels, they will play host to Wausau West. Lakeland boys hockey, we mentioned, hosting Pacelli in that tournament game coming up tonight. And that's a check of your 98Q Country Sports.
All right, about the sports. I played sports. I wanted them to play sports, too. I know y'all are thinking, you sissy thing, you did not. But I played basketball. Thank you. I need that. It was the early 80s when I played, and I had really big hair. I used to hot roll my hair to play ball. We all did. Okay, so, and I am from such a little bitty farming community, and it's 500 people in Middle Tennessee, and we didn't know what waterproof mascara was. So by the end of my games, I looked like, say, if Tammy Wynette and Alice Cooper had a child together. I was a forward. Sometimes I had to be the center if Mary Dowling had to take her baby to the health department.
Valentine's Day is over.
Which means now everything is St. Patrick's Day. Everything that was red for Valentine's, it's now green for St. Patrick's. Green hearts, green greeting cards, green decorations, green candy. All the same crap, only now it's green. And because it's green, it's overpriced. So buy it now for St. Patrick's Day. Because after St. Patrick's Day, everything will be yellow and pink because it'll all be about Easter. It never ends. Go buy stuff now. Now! I said buy the green stuff now!
Q Country.
I heard the door slam and I couldn't tell. Was it just the wind or was she mad again? Oh, hell. She's getting in her car. I hollered, baby, is there something wrong? Thought I heard her say something sounding like I'm gone. But these days gone can mean so many things. Just a couple beers.
with your kiss, turn me to stone. I'd be a statue standing tall in ancient Rome. And if your touch shattered me like glass, I'd be in pieces trying to make the breaking last. If it took one look to turn my days to night, at least I'd have the stars. There's just some things that leave a man no choice, like a compass needle needing its true north. Even if I knew the day we met you'd be the reason this heart breaks, oh, I'd love you anyway.
Well, now he's got one and he ain't seen me crazy yet. Slapped my face and shook me like a rag doll. No matter. 98 Q Country.
Good Thursday to you. We've got a little bit of light snow out there. Weird. February 15th, and we're surprised. We wake up, and we're like, it did snow. Look at that. A couple of inches of snow out there. The mild temperatures will probably melt this back down again next week. Not today, tomorrow, though. Only 26 today. I'm going to struggle to get out of the teens for tomorrow, so it's going to feel like winter, at least for 2 days anyway. We have high school basketball playoffs getting underway next week. We're looking forward to bringing you Butternut Mercer girls from Butternut on Tuesday. Shawamigan Cadott girls from Cadott also on Tuesday. So Butternut tournament basketball, Mercer tournament basketball, Shawamigan tournament basketball all next week. That Butternut Mercer game will be right here. And the Shawamigan Cadott game will be on 103.1. Both games on the Civic Media app. If you haven't gone into the App Store on your Android or iPhone and downloaded the Civic Media app, it's free. You just go in there, search for Civic Media, you hit it. And what's cool about it is not only can you listen to here, our station, and 103.1, but there's a total of, I believe, 19 stations in the Civic Media group all across the state that you can listen to when you travel around. And some of it's music-based, some of it's talk-based, but I guarantee you that pretty much all of it is Wisconsin talk. Wisconsin talk, whether it's talking the outdoors, talking political, or whatever it may be. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. So download that Civic Media app and check it out. If you don't like it, then you can just uninstall it, all right? It's up to you. So guys spent an average of $200 on Valentine's Day gifts, they say, for their sweethearts yesterday. That's always an overestimation when it comes to northern Wisconsin. I mean, that takes in, of course, California, New York, all that stuff. I mean, in New York or California, you take somebody out to a nice restaurant, you know, it's going to be $200. Here, you know, you can get away with, depends on where you go, but, you know, you can get away with $30, $35, maybe $50, $60, depending on where you go or what you buy, what you do. I'm down $200 average. I'm going to take that average up because yesterday my wife and I, we did a little just perusing around the Northwoods. I'm pretty sure I may have spent upwards of $24,000 on Valentine's Day. Not sure it's not done yet, but there may be a new car in my future. So I take that average up quite a bit. I know it's not a steak dinner, but I'm counting it. We chased it with a coupon for a $7 value meal, but still, what did you do, huh? I bet you didn't spend $24,000, huh? Come on, guys, take it up a notch. The Bucks will play their final game tonight before the All-Star break. Lots of questions about the Bucks. Lots of questions. They're sitting in the four seed. They're in danger of losing, some home court advantage for the playoffs. Doc Rivers is trying to get the team to play a little defense, and they seem to be rather reluctant to do that. Adrian Griffin is sitting back at home on his 70-inch plasma TV watching and saying, "I told you so." Still want to know the whole story behind that. There was more to it than just Adrian Griffin's ability to coach involved with that firing. There's no doubt about that. We're all rooting for Doc Rivers to do well, but it has not gone well so far for the Bucks. No big Packer news on the offseason so far. I don't think we're really expecting any big Packer news, are we? They got a lot of young players, so, you know, a lot of the young receivers. So I don't think there's going to be a whole lot of movement when it comes to the Packers in the offseason. The Brewers, goodness gracious, you lose your two top pitchers and Burns and Woodruff. A lot of question marks with the Brewers coming into the season. We've got a news update, and then we'll talk a little Shawamigan schools, our Thursday visit with District Administrator Kyle Crota. We'll do that after our news update.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The investigation goes on in Kansas City following the mass shooting during the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl celebration. ABC's Alex Perez is there.
This was a big event that the city prepared for. So there were hundreds of officers all over the place, about 800 officers specifically assigned just to monitor this area with thousands of people. And then there were 24 other law enforcement agencies who were brought in to help keep things safe. Yet with all those officers on the scene, we still had this shooting.
One person was killed in the shooting. More than 20 others, including several children, were shot wounded. The chairman of the House Intelligence Committee posting on X about the threat by Russia to put nuclear weapons in space that would be targeting satellites. Many wondering why the chairman opted to make it public that way. Former President Donald Trump expected back in another New York courtroom today. He says he'll be there in person for the hearing in the Stormy Daniels hush money case. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A bill to cut Wisconsin income taxes by $2 billion is headed to the governor after final approval in the legislature yesterday. Democratic Minority Leader Greta Neubauer says Governor Evers should veto it.
The GOP's tax proposals in a matter of years would drain our state's surplus and plunge Wisconsin into a fiscal deficit. Not only that, but the bills clearly benefit the wealthiest Wisconsinites.
Republicans say the state surplus should go back to the taxpayers. Children as young as 14 could work without a permit in Wisconsin under a bill that passed the legislature yesterday. The new requirements passed along party lines. More than a dozen other states have removed work permit requirements for teenagers to address the worker shortage. The bill now goes to the governor. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Monday, February 19th, it's Prentice hosting Phillips for boys basketball. Join Jeff Hakenan as he brings you the whole thing right here on 98Q Country at 7 p.m. Then Tuesday, February 20th, it's tournament day. We've got Cadott hosting Schwamigan for girls basketball at 7 p.m. on 103.1, brought to you by Steve Jetlin. And then it's Butternut hosting Mercer once again for girls and again at 7 p.m. this time on 98Q Country, brought to you by Jeff Hakenan. 98Q Country and 103.1 Jack FM, bringing you local sports.
The Bucks hit the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks are in Memphis tonight against the Grizzlies. So far this month, the Bucks have a record of 3-4. They remain in third place in the Eastern Conference behind the Celtics and the Cavaliers. After the game, Giannis Antetokounmpo and teammate Damian Lillard head to Indianapolis, the site of this year's NBA All-Star Game, inside Lucas Oil Stadium, the home of the Colts. The tip-off is Sunday night at 7 o'clock. Baseball. The Brewers making a trade yesterday with the Yankees, sending 27-year-old lefty Clayton Andrews to New York. In return, they get a prospect, 19-year-old right-hander Joshua Quezada, who was impressive in the Dominican leagues. The Brewers pitchers and catchers report today, some new players and a new manager, Pat Murphy, who was the bench coach and talked about just how valuable closing pitcher Devin Williams is.
I've been with the Brewers now, I think, 9 years. You talk about blessed, you know what I mean? Think of the other guys before Devin. But Devin, I think, is the most underrated of all.
That's the Brewers' new manager, Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Are you in need of reliable internet or a workspace away from home? North Central Technical College welcomes you to the Community Technology Center at the Phillips campus. Now featuring free, high-speed internet access and private remote worker office spaces. As your community's college, we welcome you to get connected. For more information, visit www.ntc.edu/Phillips.
All right, let's talk all things Schwamigan School. We got our district administrator for the Schwamigan School District, Kyle Cronin, with us. Happy winter to you there, Kyle. And February 15th, finally here.
You know, Joel, the amazing thing is that we don't have school today, but it wasn't a snow day. It's an in-service day. So the day we finally have snow, the kids could go out and play. Mr. Keefe could work on the ice rink. Mm-hmm. And then none of the kids are there.
So no school today, tomorrow, and Monday for
Monday,
Schwamigan.
A little mini midwinter break.
Spring-ish
break, I guess.
Nice.
So just a few happenings going on. Even though we don't have school today, we do have a couple of events. We've got hockey traveling over to New Richmond and girls basketball versus Abbotsford tonight at home. That's at 6:30. So we do have a girls basketball game at home tonight, 6:30. And again, the hockey team is going to be over at New Richmond.
Tournament action, yeah.
Yep. We do have boys basketball tomorrow night at Athens. And wrestling is going to be down at Edgar. We've got a couple of wrestlers, advanced
sectionals.
And they'll be down at Edgar on Saturday. So some things going down. Winter sports season starting to wind down a bit. Next week we've got boys basketball at Rib Lake on the 19th, and boys basketball versus Abbotsford on the 22nd. So a few things going on yet in the world of sports. You know, a couple of days ago, I would have thought we'd have been out running on the track, or the pitchers and catchers could have recorded out on the baseball or softball field. That might give it a couple hours. The weather's going to change again, Joel, and the snow will probably be gone once again. We've got our Learn to Connect program coming up at the end of this month, and that's going to be at the high school. It's with our Leo Club, which is an offshoot of the Lions. It's a youth version of the Lions. And they're going to be helping people with their information, technology, and support needs. And that's going to be on the 28th. So Wednesday the 28th.
If you've always wanted one of those high-tech phones or maybe a laptop and you're just afraid of it, here's your chance.
Talk to some of the kids. They're going to walk you through some of the steps. And it's kind of a good service by the Leo Club. Midterm actually ended yesterday for the third quarter. So grades will be coming out next week, middle of the next week. The midterm progress report grades will come out. Our pool, Aqua Zumba on Thursdays from 5 to 5:45. Down at the pool, we've got regular Zumba on Wednesdays from 5 to 5:45 at the Park Falls Elementary Library. And then prom coming up in April, April 6th. We've got prom coming up. So quite a bit getting planned for at the high school. Shawamigan North Campus. I did this last year, and I thought I didn't buy enough. I should have bought my year's supply. The eighth grade class, they sell trash bags as a fundraiser.
Really?
Yeah. Nice. So if you know an eighth grader, that's going to run through March 1st. I bought some last year. They're good quality, and I'll tell you what, they are doing that, and I'm going to make sure I just saw this on my report this week, and I'm going to make sure I track down an eighth grader and get some trash bags.
People can probably swing by the Glidden School or whatever and take care of that. Yeah.
We've got volleyball yet at the middle school, so a little more winter sports action. Friday, February 23rd, volleyball at home versus Bayfield. Monday, February 26th, volleyball at home versus Butternut. They got a homestand. And Tuesday, February 27th, volleyball at home versus Ashland. So 23rd, 26th, and 27th, we've got volleyball up at the North Campus, all home events. Level 2 forensics for the middle school is going to be up in Washburn on Thursday, February 29th. Park Falls Elementary School, the DARE classes are underway, so that's exciting. And just a reminder that we do have four-year-old kindergarten registration. Formal registration is going to be April 25th and 26th. If you want more information, please contact the school. We are looking for an early learning center assistant teacher as well. You can visit our website. And again, we've got a little snow on the roads. The buses might be going slower when they get back on the roads on Tuesday, just to make sure that they're being safe. So please watch for children and buses out on the road. And Joel, I'm going to go break out my ice skates, my cross-country skis, my downhill skis. You got to get it all in here in the next couple hours.
Yeah, about 2 hours you got, yeah. All right, Kyle, thank you much. Kyle Cronin, District Administrator for our Shawamigan Schools. CSDK12.net is the website to check out all going on with Shawamigan.
Ready? Brand new country.
Freaking good. I love it.
98Q Country.
Well, look who it is. Last call thought I'd get. How's your mama? How you been? Girl, it's been too long. Saw your sister at the Circle K. Her baby number 2 is on the way. Hadn't seen her since her wedding day with you on my own. It's good to hear from you again. Girl, what a coincidence. I was just thinking about that weekend out on Cumberland Lake. And that one time in Baton Rouge when we made out in the rain. Where we were chasing falling stars on a hill at your daddy's farm. Don't be sorry for calling me up right out of the blue. I was just thinking about you.
favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
So I guess it's over, baby. Deja vu again. Who'd have thought that time don't stop and somehow, girl, the world keeps spinning and
Slack for the Valentine treats yesterday, having a little sugar cookie this morning. So thank you for thinking of us, Don. Always appreciate you very much. Hope your Valentine's Day was good. I think most people will say, no matter how good or bad it went, I think most people will say, glad it's over. It can be a lot of pressure with Valentine's Day, especially if you're in a relationship that's fairly new and you're just not sure. I know. I mean, I've been with my wife and I have been married 25 years. We've known each other for 20 longer than that. And I know what Valentine's Day is. She told me several years ago, my wife told me several years ago, if you get me flowers, she says, I will punch you. Not in the face, she said, but I will punch you. She said, I don't want flowers. I don't want your chocolates. She just wants to spend time together, maybe go to a thrift store, maybe go out to eat, just the time together. That is the most important thing. It is. And a big diamond ring, too, of course. Helps the cause a little bit.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? Because no two people sleep the same. Only the Sleep Number smart bed lets you each choose your individual firmness and comfort, your Sleep Number setting. The Climate 360 smart bed is so smart, it actively cools or warms up to 13 degrees on either side for your ideal sleep temperature. And now, during our President's Day sale, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed, plus free home delivery when you add any base. Ends Monday. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.
Hi, I'm Jade, and the little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit is the savoriness of the sausage, the fluffiness of the egg, and the butteriness of the biscuit. It's amazing. The perfect start to my day.
Hi, everyone. It's Justin. A little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit is the fluffy egg, the melted cheese, and the sizzling sausage. It's the start to your morning that you didn't know you need.
Order a sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit and Simply Orange Juice on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Northwoods Dentistry is a proud Logger United Booster Club sponsor, serving you in 6 locations, providing services from general and preventative to advanced services in cosmetics, implants, and more. See them at northwoodsdentistry.com.
Progressive asks, what do an escaped leopard...
We're live from the zoo where a leopard has escaped.
A growling stomach, an uneaten tuna sandwich, and a backdoor doggy door have in common? They can lead to an unexpected kitchen renovation.
Yeah, hi. Is this the zoo? Your leopard is in my kitchen.
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations. Progressive presents Flo and Jamie announcing a monster truck rally.
And here comes the obliterator.
Whoa. And he's up on 2 wheels. That can't be safe.
Oh, I don't recommend flipping your car backwards.
Did he even check his blind spot? I definitely don't recommend that.
This is one of my recurring nightmares.
Progressive is all about keeping it safe, so bundle your home and auto for 24/7 protection. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Coverage not provided for monster trucks. Not available in all states.
Hey, Joe Montana here. Back in my football days, I knew the importance of a strong defense. Now I'm sharing how you can help defend your health against pneumococcal pneumonia, a bacterial lung disease that can be life-threatening. If you're 65 or older or 19 or older with certain chronic conditions like diabetes or asthma, you're at increased risk. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist about vaccination and learn more at knowpneumonia.com. That's knowpneumonia.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Partly cloudy and quite a bit cooler today. We'll get to around 26 this afternoon with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 8 above for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and even colder with a high of 19. Saturday, mostly cloudy, a little breezy with a high of 28. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 22.
Jordan Davis.
Showed up and she's gone. Guess I got two songs to name.
You're listening to
98Q Country.
Everything got out of hand and I let it slide. Now I only have myself to blame for falling for your stupid
gon' swing low and carry me away.